pregame superstitions. I always come out of the locker room at the same time before warm-ups every day.
What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to a new season of A Quarter with Kyle Heim. Today, we have a very special guest, a veteran, a EuroLeague veteran, one of the most, dynamic and clutch players, one of the mainstays of Asvel, Villabon, my guy, David Leite. David, how's everything, man?
Not too bad, man. You're hearing you say the veteran word. How's flying? Get done.
Definitely, man. I feel it too. But, to start off with, I start off and I said that you spent majority of your career at Asvel. You've been a mainstay, especially during their EuroLeague, portion the last few years. What has it been like for you to kind of, find a home there in Asvel? Many of us as, foreign players, it's difficult to find, one place that we can, be at for a majority of our career. So what has it been like for you to, call Asvel, a home for you?
Man, it's been a great experience, humbling, and I would say a blessing and a little bit of luck as well. Because like you said, for foreigners or American guys to come over to be with a team for, 8 years now I've been here, is rare. So just to have stability, just to know my place, know my role, and kind of just settle in and really call this place home, that has been great for myself and for my family, especially, being, far away from home and being over here. To find a place like that, it's not easy to do.
Now, this is just my excuse to say beat Ohio State. I just wanted to always say that. But
Got to. It's a part of it, for sure.
Exactly. So when you graduated from the Ohio State, did you ever think that, that France would be your, would become your second home?
Man, it's crazy that you say that, because actually my dad is here right now with me, and it's his first time, coming out here and visiting France and visiting Europe, period. And we talked about it, like, literally, growing up, you envisioned, I'm going to go to the NBA, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And just to experience Europe and experience things that I only saw in books or saw in movies. And, I took him to Paris last week. So he experienced stuff that he only saw in movies. Is something that opens your eyes to the world and to see, how beautiful really the world is and what it has to offer. So it's been a great experience for me to be able to literally call France home for literally a third of my life.
Yeah, man, that's incredible. Like you said, it goes by fast. But to go back to Ohio State, you guys have some notable alumni, basketball alumni, but, some EuroLeague alumni as well, with, John Diebler, who's had, was a mainstay here in Europe, Othello Hunter, my teammate, Deshaun Thomas. So who is the best Ohio State EuroLeague alum?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that's a tough one. The best? For when I play in our era right now, I would say Othello for sure, winning the EuroLeague title and being with the historically great teams, that he's been with. And, he was a late bloomer playing basketball. He didn't start until high school.
Yeah.
So to watch his career take off and do all the things that he's done has been a great thing. Wonderful for him with success. But overall, it'd be him. Say Scoonie Pinn, an older guy who played back with Olympiacos back in the day and playing over in Serbia as well. So those two are probably the top two guys to be EuroLeague players.
Definitely. I got to put you up there as well, man. You've been a staple, in EuroLeague, for a while now. So what is it about the EuroLeague competition that you enjoy and that you love so much?
Just that, the competition. For me, I play this game to compete. I want to compete at the highest level and be at the highest level. And for us, for Asvel, I saw it coming full fruition. Tony called me and asked me to join the team, 8 or 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a vision to get to the EuroLeague level. So to actually see all that come in and be a EuroLeague mainstay now has been great, really. And I think for us now, the goal is to, you know, advance the team as much as possible and, you know, try to hit that EuroLeague playoff mark and, you know, just try to get better year in and year out and see what we can bring to the table.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Tony Parker, he's the president of your organization. You know, what type of relationship do you have with him? And, you know, what advice has he been giving you not only on the court, but also off the court as well?
Oh, it's been amazing for him, you know, first of all, being a player that I watched, you know, growing up, you know, see him in the finals. And actually, he played Cleveland, where it's out from Cleveland. He played the Cavs and beat him in the finals. And I'm watching. And years later, you know, I got his number on my phone. I can call him whenever and contact him. But he's hands-on, encouraging. He's been through everything. So, you know, what he's saying is real. You know, what he's saying is true. So for him, it's, you know, just putting us in the best position to be successful. I mean, that's just really all he cares about, not just basketball-wise, but off the floor as well. And I think that's one of the main reasons I've been so comfortable with staying here and being here as Neil, because he kind of brings that Spurs mentality over here to Asvel, and where everything is connected, everyone's together, everyone's a family. And I think that's been one of the big keys to, you know, to our success.
Definitely, definitely. Now, you know, you talked a lot before about me, you being the veteran. So what kind of teammate are you? What kind of leader are you? And what advice do you give to, you know, some of the younger players, you know, that are just entering the team, you know, for the first time?
For me, I'm more of an action type of guy. I speak up when I need to, but I think actions speak louder than words. So it is rather showing the way than just talking. You know, you can't talk about it and not be about it. So for me, if I go out there and I do it over and over and over again, I think the guys that come in, they see that, you know, they see what they need to do as well. We always changing players, you know, season in and season out. So it's kind of tough really to, you know, kind of establish certain things, but that's the beauty of each season, you know, the ups and downs of it. It's all, you know, give and take, but that's what we love about this game, you know. And, you know, the ultimate goal is, you know, winning a championship at the end of the year, coming out with a trophy. Like I say, just lead by example. That's me. I'm easygoing, you know, lead on guys when they need it, but you're going to see me out there doing the work as well.
Now, you talk about, you know, changing teammates. One of the new teammates that you have is a legend in the EuroLeague world, and that's Dando DeColo. So what has it been like, you know, over the course of this year, just playing with him? Like, I had the opportunity to play with him. He's, you know, by far one of my favorite teammates that I've ever played with. So what has that experience been like to play with, you know, a legendary player like Dando DeColo?
It's been great. I mean, you say I'm a vet, and he's even more of a vet.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning from him. So, you know, just to, you know, have him come back to France is big, not for our club, but just for French basketball as well. Like I said, he's a legend, literally a legend. So to have him back in France and try to build the club up more, and just to follow, you know, from his experiences, you guys winning championships together, winning EuroLeague together, him playing EuroBasket and winning, him playing in the NBA, you know, all the knowledge and the work ethic that you see in him every day. I think he's kind of like me. He's going to show the way by the work that he does. He's so professional, you know, from, you know, being on time, helping guys off the court, to throwing Halloween parties that we just had, you know, with the team together. So
he's the goal.
All of that.
The Halloween.
Exactly. So all of that together plays a role, you know, as the season goes on and you know, being a band of brothers, basically, and going about it.
Now, before we finish up, we're going to go to our clutch time, kind of quick time questions, where you really only have to give maybe a few words. So it's going to be really quick. Ready? Your go-to warm-up song?
Little Benny Freestyle.
Your favorite pregame meal?
Anything my grandma makes.
Shout out to grandma. You got any pregame superstitions?
Pregame superstitions. I always come out of the locker room at the same time before warm-ups every day.
Nice. Your go-to sneaker that you playing?
Go-to sneaker, that's a tough one. Oh my goodness, there's so many. But for right now, I would go with the LeBron tees that I wear. They're comfortable.
Anything special that you keep in your locker?
Anything special I keep in my locker? Well, been special. I always have a picture of my mom. She passed away in 2013, but I always got her with me.
God bless your mom. And last two, your favorite highlight of your EuroLeague career so far?
Favorite highlight of my EuroLeague career? I would say when Asvel first got back into EuroLeague and we played against Olympiakos and Pana the first two games a couple years ago. We had back-to-back wins to start the season. It was electric over here in France. It was jumping.
Nice. And the last question, what is your goal for this EuroLeague season?
The goal is to make it to the playoffs and then make a run for sure. That's the goal. We got to get that done.
Nice, man. Well, I appreciate you, my guy. Appreciate you for taking the time and stepping in the quarter with me. Good luck the rest of the way. Stay healthy, stay well. And I'm sure we'll meet on the court very soon.
Definitely cough fast again. Definitely appreciate you for having me, bro.
Thank you, EuroLeague fans, for checking into the new episode of the new season of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Look forward to many new episodes and many other episodes with other current guests coming very soon. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.